With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The sweat is on for your boy in my survivor pool. I got into with over 80 people. I'm down to the final seven now. Think about how insane that is after three weeks of football. We're down to seven people left. There is an amount of money that I could potentially win that would be a big deal for your boy.
$100.
I got higher pitch when I said that. Big deal.
$200.
More.
Three?
I don't want to play this game.
305?
The point is, it means a lot to me that I get it right this weekend. I'm leaning Packers over Patriots, but I hate that backup quarterback dead cat bounce. I always worry about, what if Hoyer comes in and just plays the game of his life?
Bill Belichick has a great scheme and design to slow down Aaron Rodgers and the no-name receivers.
This is an awful week for Survivor.
Sure is.
I'm telling you. I don't mean Commander Survivor. I mean
the band Survivor.
Having to pick a game where you are right about the winner outright, this is not a good week to do that. All right, it is time to spin around the NFC East with our Blitz of the Division. Starts you off with the G-Men and Dan Duggan of The Athletic in New York. So, Dan, 2-0 start. Looked like they had a chance to get to 3-0, just couldn't finish against the Cowboys on Monday night. Give us the temperature of that club up in the Big Apple.
Yeah, I would say Monday night was a little bit of a reality check. I mean, granted, they were in the game, but it did feel like they were a little bit overmatched. And, you know, going against a team with a backup quarterback, that's not necessarily the greatest feeling, but up front, especially, they got abused on both sides of the ball, and some of the weaknesses that we thought they had coming into the season were revealed. But, you know, to their credit, they won those first two games, and I don't think anyone really saw that coming, and they got the Bears on Sunday, so they could be looking at 3-1 despite, you know, still being a pretty deeply flawed roster.
Yeah, Dan, I think offensively it's a fairly limited group, but I've been impressed. They've been in every game, kind of as you mentioned. I think exposed a little bit in terms of trying to protect Daniel Jones, who actually, believe it or not, thought did a great job avoiding what could have been even more pressure against that Dallas club. Do you guys feel that that's sort of going to be the way this goes this year, kind of a limited offense with sort of a low ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's basically Daniel Jones running for his life on Monday night, and then, you know, an explosive play by Saquon Barkley. That's pretty much been their offense. I mean, they're really just grinding through games. And I do think the coaching staff, you know, believe it or not, if you just look at the raw numbers, is doing a pretty good job because they are trying to scheme up ways to hide some of their weaknesses. But it's just really tough when basically four out of their five offensive linemen, aside from left tackle Andrew Thomas, are basically weak links right now. That's hard to scheme around. And, you know, that got exposed on Monday night against the Dallas front that, you know, has some really talented pass rushers. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think this offense is suddenly going to, you know, hit its gear and start putting up a ton of points. But, you know, I think that they're going to try to just manage it the best they can, hope that Saquon just continues to play the way he has. Obviously he had an amazing touchdown run the other night. But, yeah, they're not going to suddenly turn into a 40-point offense by any stretch.
Dan Duggan, Giants, The Athletic in New York on our Blitz of the NFC East. How much does Kenny Golladay make this season, and how awful is that contract?
So, I think his take-home pay is around $18 million, and that's the annual average value because it was a four-year, $72 million contract. So, yeah, that contract has not worked out well. I think that would be putting it mildly, and so Dave Gettleman's parting gift. And they're just kind of stuck with him because the contract is so restrictive that if they were to cut him, they would actually lose $4.5 million more in cap space without getting into the weeds of that. That's just the reality of it. So they really can't even cut him because this new regime has shown they're fine with cutting veterans that don't fit just because they want a kind of fresh start and get their guys in here. But Golladay, they can't even do that. So The wide receiver core is banged up now too. Sterling Shepard's done for the year, so they kind of have to play Golladay. But it's with, you know, they're holding their nose to do it because he clearly is not someone that this regime, you know, would have signed and even wants to play at this point. But they really have no other options right now.
Dan, without a lot of marquee names on this defense, I've been pretty impressed with what they've done. Not a lot of playmaking or turnovers forced or sacks, but they're just kind of holding teams down, low yardage and low point totals. How sustainable is that?
Yeah, well, that's sort of where the wake-up call comes in. Like, you do need to make some plays. You know, they don't have anyone who's winning one-on-one pass rush opportunities. They only have one turnover during the three games. So they need to start making some plays, or I do think it's not going to be sustainable. But the good news is they got Kayvon Thibodeau, the highly touted draft pick, back. He made his debut on Monday night. And then Azeez Ojulari, who had 8 sacks as a rookie last year, he made his debut. So those two guys have been missing, and they were on a pitch count Monday night. You would think that they'll add some juice to the pass rush. But it is a limited roster. You know, offense, defense, this is year one of a rebuild for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. So there are going to be some holes. And Wink Martindale did a great job those first 2 weeks scheming up and creating pressures that way. But against Dallas, where they kind of just lined up and ran it at him with Leonard Williams out of the game, that hurt a lot. And there was only so much Martindale can do. And like I said, I think they just got exposed a little bit. And I think that'll happen against better teams. But I think they've shown with the way they are coached that they can hang with teams that are on their level, maybe a little bit better, because they do find ways to you know, stay competitive and be in these games.
They got the Chicago Bears coming to their place this weekend. That's one of those teams that they are on the level of or better than. Maybe they get off to a 3-1 start. Dan, thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Be well. Let's continue our tour of the East. Kevin Hagelin covers the Cowboys, sister station in Dallas for Odyssey 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, we were just talking Giants. You guys, your club goes down there and gets a win for a divisional start to this season for Dallas. 2 straight wins with Cooper Rush. Did people think that they were cooked when Dak went down, and just how much has that changed 2 weeks later?
I want to answer that question in just 1 second. I only caught the tail end of that. Did you guys talk about how much Evan Neal stinks so far first?
We've not gotten to that yet.
Not gotten okay. There.
All right. You might need to get him back on the horn and just get an answer about how terrible he is so far. But yes, the sky was falling. The season was over. We straight up asked Stephen Jones if they were panicking. He insisted they were not panicked. And here we are at 2-1. And with all due respect, favorite to be 3-1.
Probably should be after what we've seen the last couple of weeks. So what is the view on Dak Prescott big picture? The numbers last year overall, still pretty damn impressive. 37 tutties and only 10 picks. He was on his way to MVP type pace through, you know, I think 6 or 7 games. Then that injury against Denver, he's kind of beat up. Now he's coming back with from the hand thing. Just sort of give me a temperature here. Where are we at on Dak?
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing that you said, MVP pace through the first half of the season, because people are very divided about this, because people like, I don't know, me, will tell you, well, that's neat, but he didn't finish the season. He was an MVP candidate through 6 of 17 games. So let's tap the brakes just a little bit on that. Also, he got hurt last year, and he slowed down in the second half of the season. He got hurt the year before. So when he does come back, my guess would be against the Rams. How sustainable is that? And I heard y'all talking about Golladay being a crap contract. Is like the Dak money hasn't even kicked in yet. These last 2 years, he's been making about $18 million off the cap. So you haven't even seen the real money for this come in yet.
Yeah, and he's just got to play better. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You go back to the end of last season, it just hasn't been as sizable a leap from the backup they go to as is necessary with that contract, obviously. This Cowboys defense petrifies me. I mean, if I am Scott Turner, I am not able to sleep Thursday or Friday. Washington gave up 9 sacks to Philly's front. The Cowboys are coming off 24 pressures, the most in a game since 2017. Everyone talks about Micah Parsons, but he's just kind of the tip of the spear, man. Break this group down for us.
Well, and there's a couple of ways to look at it. Do you shut down Micah Parsons with constant double teams, which then opens up the one-on-one matchups for people like Dante Fowler and DeMarcus Lawrence, which is, I think, what you saw. But the other cool thing that people around here really been digging is some of your secondary players, like, for example, Donovan Wilson coming up from the safety spot on the blitz. So I think you have enough people with Lawrence leading the pack that can also put up pressures. And not to, I don't want to leave out Dorrance Armstrong either, who a lot of people scoffed when they said he'll take the place of Randy Gregory. Well, it's only three games, but so far people are pretty pleased.
This offense, I feel like, now granted, I'm looking at that Tampa Bay first half, and now we kind of know that Tampa Bay defense is super legit, right? Pre-Dak injury, but they weren't really doing much against them. I feel like they're a receiver away. Is Michael Gallup going to be that guy that kind of gives them enough options where now this offense will roll a little bit?
You know, and I don't want this to sound negative about Michael Gallup, which is always a setup that means it will kind of sound negative.
It's going to be negative, yeah.
People are talking about Michael Gallup returning like it's 1989 Jerry Rice or something like that. Like, he's a good player, and he puts your receivers in better order. Like, we're still waiting to see and hoping that CeeDee Lamb can be a one, but we're hoping that Michael Gallup can be a two, and it looks early on like Noah Brown can be a three. So it looks like Michael Gallup will be back this week, and then we'll see about Schultz. But, you know, they have been missing a whole bunch of pieces, including on the offensive line, which is why they've made some of the offensive structure shifts that they have.
What's the big picture thinking right now on McCarthy and on this staff? I mean, is Dan Quinn decidedly the best coach they have there? Kellen Moore still seems like a flavor of the season for head coaching interviews. Mike McCarthy looked like a dead man walking a couple weeks ago after the night game against Tampa. How are people feeling now?
No, and people think that Kellen Moore got some help from Mike McCarthy in terms of elements of speeding up the offense and the structural shift that they had. And this is partially because of Cooper Rush, too. They switched from kind of going 3-4 wide to, you see a lot more two receiver, two tight end sets, or the two tight end, two running back sets, which is probably kind of acclimated better for Cooper Rush. But you know how it is here in Dallas. We dream big. And the big picture thinking that some people have, we'll see about all of this, is that Sean Payton's going to come in and be the coach, and then Dan Quinn's going to stay on as a defensive coordinator, and it's all going to be one magical, happy family.
Kevin, awesome with us, buddy. Really appreciate the time, dude.
No problem. See you guys later. Go Cowboys.
See you, my friend. Let's talk Eagles, please. Chris Franklin, Eagles beat for NJ.com, joins us. Chris, this team is really good. What can trip them up or maybe even slow down this freight train?
Well, I think this game, upcoming game, could be one of those surprise ones that throws them across. I mean, look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have a lot of athleticism along the defensive line, and barring an injury, I think this offense is clicking on all cylinders, and so is this defense.
What are they saying about Washington and Philadelphia after this week?
Well, between seeing stuff like Sacadelphia and a lot of people saying they were right about Carson Wentz, they're feeling really good right now, especially. And who knew that when you first saw Jalen Hurts, you know, taken under center when Carson Wentz was replaced, that he would be a guy that is in the position he is right now, where he's, among, in my opinion right now, one of the top five quarterbacks in the league right now.
He's playing at that level. I mean, to this point in the season, there's no doubt about that. Is this sustainable? I mean, it would seem insane a month ago to have said Jalen Hurts top five quarterback. There were major questions coming into this year. By all accounts, he's made massive strides as a passer. Can this continue?
I think it can. I think when you look at the way he's reading the defenses, the way he's maneuvering around the pocket, because that was the biggest question about him. Can he be a pocket passer? And right now, behind this offensive line, he's getting the time to throw, and he's maneuvering expertly around there. So he's seeing the field well, and I think this can sustain for deep into the year.
Chris, defensively, I was obviously pretty damned impressed and also really frustrated what was happening against my team. But what this group has done the last couple weeks has been nothing short of amazing, giving up 7 points to Minnesota and a garbage time TD and that being it to Washington. Again, I guess I the question is similar. How sustainably good is this group?
Well, this thing is going to go as long as the defensive line goes. I think that's the key here. I mean, there was a lot of questions after that first game against the Detroit Lions where they weren't able to get a lot of pressure on Jared Goff. And then all of a sudden now you see Hassan Reddick getting closer and closer and getting to the quarterback. You got Brandon Graham being resurgent. I mean, after Achilles tear he had last year, all of a sudden now you see him getting pressure in the middle of that defensive line too with Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, and Javon Hargrave. So I think it can be, but the main thing is going to be is this: it'll go as long as the defensive tackles go.
You mentioned the reaction to Wentz and people being excited how badly he struggled. I mean, it was pretty startling how many Eagles fans were here. I saw Nick Sirianni last week was challenging fans to come to the game and to be loud. How much of a story was that leading up to kickoff, or has it been since the game? Because it's something we've talked a lot about here in the nation's capital.
Well, we thought it was going to be a good amount of people there. I thought it was going to be around, like, say, maybe 50-50. But the way that they had that lower bowl filled with green, it was a shock. And they forced them to go when they forced them to go on a silent count. I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be an issue for them right there. But the Eagles fans travel well. They travel around everywhere. They go to MetLife. They went to Miami a few years ago. They took over that stadium. So we thought it was going to be a good turnout, but didn't expect that at all.
Chris, this is not a good question. It's not even a question at all. It's just kind of a statement. I just want your action. I love DeVonta Smith. I loved him coming out of the draft. I think every team that passed on him is going to regret it. And even though he's not that big a dude, he is a baller and a badass, and he terrifies me. That's my statement. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a pretty good statement when you look at that, man. And the thing is, he was already a route running technician. He really focused on that, and that's the way he gets open so many times. He has that quickness, and he's only getting better, and he's only getting more experience. As more and more as you see a lot of these cornerbacks around the league, and the more you see these coverages that are trying to stop him, slow him down, it's going to get better. And it kind of helps that he has A.J. Brown there, because he's going to get one more single coverage, and those numbers are only going to increase from here on out.
NJ.com's Chris Franklin on the Eagles. This weekend, 1 o'clock kick Sunday at the Link. Jags coming to town. Jacksonville, back-to-back win since losing to Washington. Stunningly enough, second-best point margin, I think, in the entire NFL. Amazing. Behind the Bills. This is a Doug Peterson revenge game. Last I saw, the line was 6 or 6.5. What's the thought?
Well, I think it might even be closer than that one. I think the Eagles will win, but I think it's going to be something like 24-20. Just because I think that you'll see that the Jacksonville's defensive speed will kind of slow up the Eagles a little bit. But when you look at the way that Trevor Lawrence is playing, and he's turned that team around, and I think that was the only thing missing. Urban Meyer, we know, when he's not inside of restaurants or anything else like that, where he didn't really help him with Trevor Lawrence with his development at all. And when you get a quarterback coach, you see what Doug Peterson helped out Jalen Hurts early on. Now you got him working with Trevor Lawrence. You see what the benefits of having a competent coach is, and look what they're doing right now. So it's going to be close, but I think the Eagles pull us out.
Chris, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Be well. There's Chris Franklin, covers the Eagles, and that is your Blitz of the East. A lot of work by Darius, but it's worth it. Sounds great, and it's a good opportunity for you to get all the info you need on the teams you care the most about here in the NFC, your Eastern Division rivals. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch in 40 minutes at 6. We got a chance, though, next to give some people a pep talk. Who needs a pep talk? Player? Coach, front office executive. Who are you going to give a pep talk to? Anybody in this Commander's outfit. 800-636-1067. That is the number. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines wide open on Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Parsons said yesterday that there are things you guys need to fix, but they're not major. The sky's not falling. Where are you at in terms of concern level or optimism level?
Well, I'm optimistic. I've told you guys that yesterday. I'm an optimistic person. But what has to happen is the guys that need to play better got to play better. That's the truth of the matter, because you go back and look at some of the things that happened. We had some opportunities in that game, okay, whether it was some of the things that happened, up front with the offensive line, or it was some of the things that happened, you know, downfield, or some of the things that happened at other positions. I mean, there's some things that we have to fix, and that's the truth of the matter. We have to play better. You know, when we're in opportunities and situations to make something happen, we got to do those things. You know, we've looked at it, we figured it out, we've addressed it. Now we got to go out and do it.
Yeah, you do. That's Ron Rivera. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. The Commanders have lost consecutive games. They've not scored a point in either of those two games in the first half. In Detroit, down 22-0 in intermission. At home against the Eagles, down 24-0 as orange slices were being passed out in the home locker room. As we welcome you back to Grant and Danny on The Fan, the question for you guys is, who do you think needs a pep talk? You could go with a player or a coach or somebody in the front office. You get to give one pep talk to someone who works out of the Ashburn Commanders Park facility. Are we doing that, by the way?
I don't know what it is.
Is it Commanders Park?
Command Center, Command Drive.
Oh, that's right, the Command Center.
Was that FedEx Field as the Command Center?
On game days, but it's probably Ashburn during the week. We have the Command Force. They're the people that dance.
We do have the Command Force.
Throw T-shirts?
Yeah.
Who are you giving your pep talk to?
A lot of people to choose from. Here's where I'm going to start. Small group meeting. Charles, Andrew, Wes, Trey, Sam, my office, real quick. Gentlemen, have a seat. That guy behind you is not going to do you any favors. He's got a heat-seeking gene that searches out defensive players, and he wants to get hit hard. He loves holding on to the football. Here's the deal. I can't have this beginning of the game he's under assault thing. Because if he gets hit a couple times, we got no chance, boys. Doesn't matter if you rally in the second quarter, second half. It does not make a damn bit of difference. From that first whistle, tweet, that kickoff goes up in the air. The kick returner puts his arms straight out because it's going out the end zone. When we trot onto that football field, I'm going to need you to block it up a little bit better. I need to be able to throw the football, fellas. I got to be able to drop back, pat the ball, maybe find the second read. You can't get beat like a drum early on. First it was Aiden Hutchinson, then it's Brandon Graham, some guy named Josh Sweat. You let all sorts of guys get after our quarterback. We can't have it. We can't have it. From the jump, you've got to be good. Not after you get punched in the face a couple times. Just, I don't know, part of the game, we can't give away first halves. I need all you five. You five guys right here in this room. Everyone we need is in this room. Coach Rivera said that one time. It's hanging up on the wall. I'd argue you probably need some more people, but they're not coming. We'll never sign anyone ever. Unless they played in Carolina or on the practice squad from someone else that were undrafted like this year. Anyway, the point is, you five are my guys. You're my five. You got to do better. Start right now.
Okay, I like that. That's a good choice for your pep talk.
That's my pep talk.
All right, we'll go to the phones in a second. 800-636-1067. I'm ready for my pep talk. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to walk into the weight room. Hey, Kendall, William, come over here. Come on over. Have a seat. Kendall Fuller, William Jackson, they walk over. They have a seat. Fellas, you're two of my four highest paid players on the team. And I'm paying you a lot of money because at the cornerback position, you're more important at this point in today's NFL than almost any other players at any other position. You see, the teams that I'm playing want to throw the football. Philly's going to come in here. They want to involve A.J. Brown, who they traded for this offseason. They want to involve Devontae Smith, who they drafted in the first round. I need you guys to be a lot better than you've been. Kendall Fuller, your coverage grade via PFF early this season is 34.3. That's worst on the team. Among regulars right now, those are players through three games that have played 80 or more snaps. Your 38.2 defensive grade is far and away worst on the team. In fact, only Bobby McCain, 51.2, is within 20 points of your grade at this point. I got to get more out of you, buddy. I know you got it in you. I saw you win your Super Bowl, have a pick in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. I know you can play. I've seen you do it here. Second half last year, you were outstanding when I moved you out of the nickel and outside. You've done some really good things in two different tenures for me. I know you can do this. Now, William Jackson, I don't know as much what you're capable of. I haven't really ever seen it here. But you did play a lot better in the second half of last year than the first half of last season, a dubious honor. There was a time in Cincinnati in your initial days in the NFL where you were phenomenal. I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to play you the way you want to be played. I'm going to play in man more often. I'm going to put you in the best position to thrive because you're my second highest paid player against the cap this year on the entire team. It goes Wentz, then it goes Jackson, then another player, and then Fuller. But like Kendall, I got to get a lot more out of you. Benjamin St. Juste, who's played 6 times as a starter in this league, just had a game outside at corner on the boundary that you haven't given me since you got here. I'm looking for that performance from you. I pay you a lot. I need you to give me that performance. And I'm looking to both of you guys to be the leaders of a defensive renaissance that starts this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys and a backup quarterback. Thanks for the time, fellas. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. A little pep talk.
Just going to just take my two corners, my high-priced corners that I pay a lot of money
for. Hey, buds.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. That's the number that Derek called. He's in Fairfax. Derek, who are you giving your pep talk to?
Hey, so thanks for having me on the show, guys. I was going to follow what Danny had said as far as the offensive line, but I'll take it a step further and say I'm going to pull Scott Turner in a room and say, for the first 3 or 4 plays, can we just please get Terry McLaurin involved forcibly in the first 4 or 5 plays or something? Because Terry cannot be going at least the first half without a catch. You know what I mean? He's our highest paid wide receiver. I know Curtis Samuel's had a resurgence here, and Jahan Dotson's a stud, but let's get our best wide receiver the ball. I'm just going to pull Scott Turner room and say that, and also say if we have to run the ball with Antonio Gibson, we got to do that, because if Carson is harassed like he was the first few games, we're not moving the ball at all. And, you know, if Antonio Gibson fumbles it, we're used to that, and we'll deal with that. But we at least got to give him a shot. So I'm telling this next game's on you, Scott Turner, against a very tough Dallas Cowboys defense and Micah Monster Parsons, and hopefully he doesn't sack the crap out of Wentz. So thanks, guys.
24 pressures against the Giants. Now they're going up against a front that just allowed 9 sacks. I would not want to be Scott Turner this week because I'm not sure if there's a winning plan to draw up. But you have to run the ball more, whether you want to or not. I don't like doing it necessarily, certainly on early downs. But I think it's a necessity in this matchup. And you're probably going to have to design some running back screens, some wide receiver screens. It's got to be quick game. Ball's got to be out of Wentz's hands. I know what you want the offense to look like, and frankly, so do I.
That's what we all want.
We're on the same page, buddy. You and me together, we're going to do this thing by the end of the year. But right now, this second, in this matchup, with Micah Parsons, who's a world leader, who's a fire-breathing dragon, who's the dragon that people are riding around in House of the Dragon. He's the guy that blows the house down and the Three Little Pigs. I mean, he's just an evildoer, right? I mean, he wants you to be unhappy. He was put on this earth to ruin offenses and to keep coordinators up at night and to make you lose sleep. You got to find a way this week to keep Wentz upright. By the way, his McLaurin point, week one, his first catch was in the first play of the second quarter. Week two, his first catch was 1:15 into the third quarter. And week three, his first catch was 8 minutes into the third quarter. How about an opening drive target this week?
Just get weird. And if it's shut off, hand it off to him. I mean, do something to get the football in his hands before the third quarter.
Little RPO where you try to steal 4 yards because they're playing 9 yards off of him.
Just want to see it.
It's Trayvon Diggs is doing the bit where he lines up in Arlington, Texas, you know, 8 miles from the stadium. And he wants to try to pick a pass off. So you just steal some yards by slipping a screen out that way. Just throw a little, just smoke a pass out there, see what happens. Let's go to Chris in Oxon Hill on G&D. What's up, Chris?
Hey, hello. I just want to say thanks again for taking my call. I wanted to try to say my pep talk would be to Carson, and I'm going to use this wrestling reference because I know, Brent, you're a wrestling fan.
Let's go.
So when you went to the show, you know, you saw a good show. So what I would say to Carson is you need to block out all the other nonsense. This is your last chance to dance with us. So if you want to dance with us and you want to do what you have to do, You have to make sure you release that ball, get rid of that ball quicker. Two, block out all the other distractions. Yes, you know that you're going to have a lot of pressure this weekend. Try to do some things that you're not used to. Get out of your comfort zone. If you can get out of your comfort zone and block out all the other nonsense, you'll be able to prove yourself to us. I mean, I understand us as Washington fans, we're very tough. I understand that. But at the same time, it can all change when you're winning. I really appreciate y'all taking my call. Thanks again.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Chris. I don't think we're that tough. I mean, and that doesn't mean we're not good fans. We kind of were at the point where we just want the bare minimum. We were giddy after they almost lost to Jacksonville. I mean, we were walking around, double gunpointing, shucking and jiving.
Barry Sterluger wrote an article that says they could be 6-1.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where we were.
We're not asking for that much
yet. Yes.
Right? They beat the Jags. By the way, in that game, Wentz threw two horrible interceptions.
Yeah, they were terrible. But
and
the other
we
part.
Gave him an A for the game because he bounced back and he threw four tutties. And
yeah.
Carson Wentz, you got red hair and you're the leader in the NFL other than Mahomes. And
Jason Wright's chirping Warren Sharp.
Yeah,
you know?
Jason Wright's yelling at Warren Sharp about his how much his guy has the ability to bounce back and his, you know, this Spartan reserve he taps into. We're not asking for that much here.
It was the pass to McLaurin down the sideline. That's what did it, I think.
That got us.
We're just not used to seeing that.
That's right all we want.
We're in here going, well, look, next week you got the Lions. What's with this line, Detroit favored by a point? That's ridiculous.
That's absurd. Oh.
And then they scored no points in the first half.
22-0.
22-0.
22-0.
We sat there and said, this won't happen again for many, many years.
24-0 next week.
Who are you giving your pep talk to? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Top of the hour on Grant and Danny. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch stops by. Also, we got to give you our top five teams in football. Wednesday means power ranking day. We'll see how our top fives differ now with just two teams at 3-0, and they're surprise teams. Dolphins in the AFC, Eagles in the NFC. Right now, you are deciding who you're giving a pep talk to on the Commanders after back-to-back losses. I went with my two high-paid cornerbacks. Danny chose the offensive line. Let's go to Ned and Tyson's on G&D here on the Fan. What's up, Ned?
Hey, Ned.
Gentlemen, Grant, Danny, go Bulldogs.
Sir.
I'm driving along, and I've done a good job of keeping my anger thermometer under control, but I just almost went full Ken Dorsey. You know, we're going around the NFC East on that last segment, and we're talking to Philadelphia, New York, and we're talking to Dallas. And the guy gives his nice little report there, and it's our sister station. But he ends his little segment with, Go Cowboys.
Snuck it in there.
I can't take that. I grew up here. We sucked for 20, 30 years. I don't want to hear on the Washington, D.C. radio station some guy from down in Big D saying, go Cowboys on my radio station. Okay? All I want to hear is, hail to the Commanders, okay? Stop this stuff. Talk to these people. Let's get this straightened out. That goes for everybody. Let's go and get some freaking head down there. Let's hit somebody. Forget the X's and O's. Hell with the Cowboys. I'm out.
That boy, Ned.
Go Bulldogs.
That boy, Ned. Go Dogs. Hey, so, what was his name? Hagelin, his first name?
Ned.
No, the Kevin, Cowboys guy. Kevin Hagelin. Yeah. I'm sitting there making sure that Chris Franklin, who is from NJ.com, is ready. I'm going to throw it to him mode, right? So Darius can hit the sounder and stuff like that. He snuck in that Go Cowboys thing.
Mm.
I was on my heels. I didn't have a response. And we all know these are not the transitions that I do very well. We've got a let's talk who's here.
Sounds
moment.
Like a lot of excuse making.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm telling you what happened. It's my fault. I'm not good at it.
What should you have done? Told him no, not Go Cowboys?
Said something. Gotten the last word.
Okay.
You know, on the radio show that I host.
Yeah.
Somehow not let him get away with the last thing everyone hears is Go Cowboys. Like, let's talk Eagles.
I'm going to be very honest. Wasn't paying attention.
I know.
Because we go every other, right?
Yep.
So it's like my question, your question, my question.
I was
so
on.
When it's your time,
yep.
I kind of like, okay, I got my second question here. What am I going to
ask? Yeah, that's what we're doing. I wasn't ready.
Yeah, but if he said that, that's not great.
He smacked one right by the goaltender from Ovi's office.
We could have him back on and just hang up on him. We could say like, hey,
no,
the guys
he's
have...
nice. Gave us some time.
He's very nice.
He's good.
You say the guys wanted to ask you one more question. We're like, you said go Cowboys? He's like, yeah. And I'd be like, hang up.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
No.
And also, call me crazy. I'd rather be nice to the guest than be mean about the Cowboys. Like, this isn't early 90s radio wars, right? He seems like a nice enough guy.
Here's the point. He got it in, and I was like, okay, let's talk. Thanks again for the time. Let's go on to something else. I'm just bending over and taking it.
You just wore it.
What do you say? You're much better than we are? Sure are. You should be favored this weekend. The rivalry, it's one-sided for a couple decades? It sure is. Oh, it's an embarrassment to root for the team that I root for. Let's talk Eagles! Because he's right. Ned's right.
I mean, are the Commanders, they're always worth defending. The Commanders.
No.
I was going to say because the Commanders are what I've loved my whole life. That's actually not true.
Well, we're supposed to be fighting for our Commanders, Grant.
I loved the Redskins my whole life. And then the Washington football team happened, and then the Commanders, and this is the fourth team in 2 years and all that.
Fight for our Commanders.
I didn't do that. The barbershop guys told me, and I didn't.
Why didn't you fight on behalf of the Commanders?
I didn't.
You're not a leader on a mission.
I'm not.
You took it from 105.3, the Cowboys. You
certainly
took
not
it.
Brave. Not on a warpath.
You're not brave at all. You have been instructed to fight for the Commanders, and you laid down in the fetal position, and you wore it. How dare you?
Mm.
Ned's right. Now I'm angry.
Yeah. He picked up on it. I'm like, well, okay. Thanks again, Kev.
Guys.
Make sure you jump back on with us soon. We'll do more of this after you guys whoop our ass on Sunday. Maybe come on Monday. Do an hour and a half. right in drive time. God.
Paulie in Christiansburg. What's up?
Hey, Paulie.
What's going on, boys? All right, I'm going to do a little storyline like y'all did, if that's all right. So I'm looking up the Commander's number. All right, there it is. I call. Hey, this is Sheila with the Washington Commanders. How may I help you? Yeah, I'd like to, if you don't mind, you know, maybe one day set up a meeting with Daniel Snyder. Well, he's got a busy, you know, schedule, blah, blah, blah. We'll fit you in here. So I go in there. Mr. Snyder, how you doing, sir? What's your name, son? Paul Parcells, sir. Have a seat. So I sit down. Dan, sell the team. Sir, sell the team.
Hey, Dan.
That's a good pep.
I mean, I was at the game Sunday, and we had Eagles fans. I even saw two Eagles fly down in the stadium, and it looked like they were trying to find a home. And it was almost like they wanted FedEx Field to be their home.
Oh, no.
I said, Dan, you got to sell this team, buddy. I mean, you went from Redskins to football team to Commanders, sir. I mean, it's time. buddy.
It's a great pep talk.
That's a great job.
You know, all those Commanders fans did a good job holding their ground.
Yeah.
You know, not physically, but just they're not going to take it from the Eagles. And the thing I just want to mention is on this show, we would never, ever just take it from a division opponent.
No.
Fight for our commanders.
I speak for myself. I mean, if it was my turn to ask a question and someone said, go Cowboys, and I'm on the mic, they'd have hell to pay, Danny. And I know you're the exact same way as me. They'd have hell to pay, right?
You'd think so. Except I choked when it came to it, Grant. And Ned Maddie called me out. I thought no one noticed.
In Stafford, what's up, bro?
Hey, that reporter obviously is a Cowboys fan, and Cowboys fans are Cowboys fans. They're insufferable. So it makes sense, you know. You guys would never go on a show and say, go Commanders, and
of course
you're
not
talking about.
It's a great point. I mean, that's in a million years, I wouldn't do that.
So, JDR, coach, it's the league. It's tough. But you're here for, you know, you're here. And think about back in Castro Valley. You're a four-sport star. Think about I want you to go listen to some of that music that you listened to back in that small town in California. Mm. Go back to that time. Think about the great Italian food that your mom was cooking you and playing some backyard sports. You got this. Del Rio, go get him.
Yins. And I wanted a yins that whole
yins
time.
Yins, go get him downtown.
Have yourself a pop, and yins, get out there and play your best game of the year. Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate you calling,
boy,
in, as always. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, plus our top five NFL teams power rankings Wednesday. And did you know they're wearing their black jerseys for the first time on Sunday? We got to talk about this. Are they ever going to wear their burgundy jerseys? The one of the three jerseys that looks anything like the old team that we all loved? Are they ever going to choose to wear those? Or we're just not going to do that? We'll talk about that too. G&D.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.